感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Thank God, this Sunday morning we continue to study the Word of God.
我们今天还是继续来思想约翰福音十二章的圣经的经文。
We will study the Book of John, chapter 12.
我们请大家起立，我们一起来读两处圣经的经文。
Let's read two scriptures.
约翰福音十二章四十二节到四十三节。
John 12:42-43.
四十二节起。虽然如此，官长中却有好些信他的，只因法利赛人的缘故，就不承认，恐怕被赶出会堂。这是因他们爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀。我们再来读约翰福音五章四十一到四十四节。
Let's also read John 5:41-44.
约翰福音五章四十一节起，我不受从人来的荣耀，但我知道你们心里没有神的爱。我奉我父的名来，你们并不接待我。若有别人奉自己的名来，你们倒要接待他。你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能信我呢？好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你把你的新译借的圣经赐给我们，向我们显明。
Thank you, you show your heart through the word.
感谢神赐下圣灵，带领我们能够来思想，来明白圣经的话语。
Thank you that God sent us the Holy Spirit, so lead us, we can study and understand the word of God.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，成我们路上的光，也成为我们生命的粮食。
May the word of God become light upon path, lamp upon path, light upon way, and also become the bread of our life.
愿圣灵加添我们的信心和力量，让我们不仅仅是能够清楚明白神的心意，更是让我们有信心、有力量来遵循神的心意去行。
May the Holy Spirit add strength and faith in us, so we not understand the word of God, but we also have the faith and the strength to do the word of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen. Amen.好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
在主耶稣基督临上十字架之前，主耶稣基督对众人说
：“Before Jesus was be crucified, Jesus said to the crowd,
主耶稣说，光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应当趁着有光行走，免得黑暗临到你们。
And Jesus basically said, there's not much time that light is among you, so why you still have a chance to walk in the light, to come to the light?
你们应当趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。
And while there's a light, you got to believe in this light, and then so you become a son of light.
主耶稣就是告诉世人，有一天人们想再去找他，就找不到了。
That's what Jesus told the people that one day if they want to find the light, but they couldn't.
所以当人还可以找到耶稣，人可以来到耶稣面前的时候，赶紧要抓住机会，要赶紧信他。
So while they still have a chance to find the light, that is Jesus, and they should find Jesus and believe him.
但是很遗憾，就是当耶稣讲完这话呢，犹太人还是不信耶稣。
But unfortunately, when Jesus after the gave this speech, and Jews actually don't believe in Jesus.
官长中有些人是信耶稣了。
And the scripture said it's some of the rulers actually believed.
但是呢，他们却不敢承认，因为他们害怕人。
But they are not willing to acknowledge they believed because they are afraid of people.
然后圣经接下来就解释他们为什么会这样，因为他们爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀。
And the Bible continues to explain why they are like this because they love people's praise more than God's praise.
这个我们中文和合本圣经在这里就是翻译成人的荣耀，就是用我们更直接。来表达就是爱人的称赞过于爱神的称赞。
And so in Chinese translation, that praise is almost more like to honor, but actually is the praise.
我前两天我看到有一个新闻，就是有一个奥运会冠军，他很喜欢他在奥运会上得到的这一块金牌。
And a couple of days ago, I saw a lot of red news in an Olympic champion is like the medal he or she got.
然后他拿这个金牌在手上玩啊玩啊玩。
So he played with the medal.
然后一摸，哎，发现这个金牌掉皮了。
And then after he play and touch this metal and find the top layer of the material actually has been peeled away.
哎，他也觉得蛮有意思的，怎么一摸这个金牌就掉皮了，而且是奥运会的金牌。
And then he was kind of surprised and feels that how come this metal actually just touch a couple of times the top layer actually being peeled off.It's Olympic medal.
所以这个时候就明白了啊，为什么就是在刚刚过去的奥运会就规定了，就禁止运动员咬金牌。
And so you understand why in the Olympic that they forbid the athlete to like bite the people bite the medal.
其实这个人的称赞。
And this is just like a praise from a people.
啊，看上去哇，真的是很好啊，金光闪闪，但是其实蛮虚空啊，甚至是虚假的。
And it looks very good and very goldish and looks good and but maybe it's fake or something.
啊，其实就是我们很多时候都有这样的体会啊，尤其是到这个大选的时候哈，无论是选总统啊、选议员，你会看见路边啊插满了这种制作很好的这种广告牌，就是候选人的广告牌。
And the other thing I think we all have the experience in U.S. when in the campaign season, you can see before the election day, there's all kinds of signs that made very beautifully for different candidates.
但是最后这些广告牌最后的归宿去哪里呢
？But in the end, where those posts go?
全部去了 dumpster, 对吧
？And they all go to dumpster.
就无论你是选上的没选上的，你这些广告牌最后全部进了垃圾堆。
So basically, after election, whether you be elected or not elected, all your posts will go to dumpster.
所以就是世界上的这种称赞，来自于人的称赞，或者来自于人的荣耀，很多的时候就是这样。第一就是，很虚空、很虚假，而且是很短暂的。
And that's just like a praise from the world. And number one is like very empty, and number two, they are very temporal.
所以在彼得前书一章二十四节，圣经告诉我们：“因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，他的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。”
And so, like Peter, First Peter said, "It's all fresh is like a grass, and the glory of a man is like flowers, and the grass withered, and the flower falls away."
所以这就是形容每一个人的生命啊，就是。真的在这个世界上你所能得到的荣耀啊美貌啊啊称赞啊这些其实都是非常短暂然后到最后都是很丑陋的
So basically says the very fact that whatever you can get from this world glory your beauty and your praise they are very temporal and maybe in the end it turned to be very ugly
所以这就是主耶稣我们看耶稣说的话首先耶稣说我不受从人来的荣耀
So let's look at what Jesus said. First, Jesus says, "I don't take the praise from man."
然后耶稣接下来说呢，就是你们人呐、啊，互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能信我呢
？And then Jesus said that you guys praise each other, but you don't try to take the praise from the God. If you're doing that, how can you believe me?
就耶稣说，第一，耶稣不受从人来的荣耀；第二，耶稣说，这个人。就是如果你去喜欢别人来称赞你你喜欢得到从人来的称赞那你是不可能信耶稣的
And so basically Jesus said number one he don't receive the glory from people number two if you want to take the praise from people and take the glory from other people then you cannot believe in God
所以在接下来约翰福音十二章就让我们看到有这样的人他们喜欢从人来的称赞过于喜欢从神来的称赞
And then the scripture we read chapter 12 is we clearly see this type of people. Those rulers actually love the praise of a man more than the praise of God.
所以他们虽然心里相信, 但他们就不敢承认耶稣。
Therefore, they believe in their heart, but they cannot publicly acknowledge Jesus.
So they are
not truly believing Jesus Christ. So such a faith is not a faith of salvation.
什么时候还可以得救? 心里相信, 还要口里承认。
According to the Bible, the true faith of salvation is that you believe in your heart, you acknowledge it with your mouth.
而且是公开的, 在公众面前承认。
And not acknowledge the public among the people.
这就是也说明洗礼对于基督徒来说为什么很重要。
That's why also baptism is why it's so important to show our faith.
基督徒受洗绝对不是一个偷偷摸摸要做的事情。
And a Christian baptism is not like done in a secret.
是在公开的。
It's in the public.
让众人都可以看见。
So all the people can see it.
天使看到, 魔鬼也看到。
Angels see it, devils see it.
我从此受洗之后, 我是属归于耶稣的人了。
From now on, I am of Jesus Christ.
我公开的在人面前, 在神面前, 在天使面前, 在魔鬼面前, 我做出这样的一个宣告, 我承认我的信仰。
The baptism is I make this a claim that in front of God, in front of devil, in front of people, in front of angel, that from now on I become a man of Jesus Christ.
心里相信, 口里承认, 就必得救。
And the Bible said it will be saved if we believe in our heart and acknowledge with our mouth.
但这些官员呢, 他可以说他心里相信, 他不敢口里承认, 所以他们这种信心不是得救的信心。
So, but here, those rulers, actually, you can say they believe in their heart, but they cannot publicly acknowledge it. So, their faith cannot lead to a salvation.
其实我自己也接触过很多这样的人。
And actually, myself, actually, I met a lot of people like this.
他们也都说, 哎呀, 我是基督徒啊。
And they said, yeah, I'm a Christian.
哎, 我在心里信的。
I believe in my heart.
哎，我在心里跟你一样的， 我都是基督徒。
Same as you and like a Christian.
后来我说， 哎，那你没看你来教会啊， 没有读经， 也没有祷告， 然后我跟你做朋友， 做同事这么多年， 我也从来没听你说过， 或者当众说过你是基督徒啊。
And then I said, well, but I didn't see you come to the church or things, and so many years I haven't heard you anything among the public said you're a Christian.
他说：“哎呀， 我心里信的， 我心里信的， 就可以了。”
And then he answered me, he said, well, I just believe in my heart. That's
哎呀,
good enough.
神知道, 神知道的。
And God knows.
其实圣经说, 你光想说神知道, 神要让你口里承认的。
And, but the Bible said that not only God knows, God also wants you to confess with your mouth.
主耶稣也说, 反正在人前不敢认耶稣的, 那么耶稣在天父面前也不认这个人。
And Jesus also made it very clear that the people that do not acknowledge him in front of the man, then one day he will not acknowledge him in front of the God.
为什么有一些人就说, 哎呀, 我就做一个隐藏的基督徒, 我心里相信, 我不要到处去讲, 为什么就不可以呢?
Why it cannot be that someone said, I just become a hidden Christian?
就像这个官长一样的, 我心里信啊, 但是, 哎, 我不用讲出来啊, 我还是可以想去会堂的时候, 我还是可以去会堂啊。
And just like those rulers, I believed, but I don't want to say it, so if I want to go to the synagogue, I still can go to the synagogue.
但是上帝说这是行不通的。
And, but God said no way.
你不可能两个荣耀你都要要, 一个是从人来的称赞, 一个从神来的称赞, 你都想要, 这个是不可能的事情。
Basically, basically it's in no way that you want to have a praise from God and a praise from man.
你一定要做一个选择。
You have to make a choice.
然后圣经告诉我们, 就是心怀二意的人, 是没有办法想从神那里得到什么的。
And also Bible teaches us, those who double-minded, you cannot receive nothing from God.
那么这些人为什么他们不承认耶稣呢? 圣经说他们爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀。
And those people do not want to publicly acknowledge Jesus is because they love the praise of a man more than love the praise of God.
那么圣经让我们看到, 从人来的称赞都是虚假短暂,
And the Bible also let us see the praise from man is like empty and also temporal.
而且你喜爱从人来的称赞, 你会骄傲。
And also the people who like the praise of a man, they actually it's a pride.
人就是很奇怪，当人家称赞你的时候，你就相信，哎呀，这个人给我说了好真心的话呀。
And people are kind of very strange. When people praise you, you always think they are telling you the truth.
当人家批评你的时候，你就会说，哎呀，这个人不了解我。
And when people criticize you, you will think, oh, these people don't know me.
这就是很奇怪的事情。
It's a very strange thing.
这其实就是我们的天性呢，或者说我们的罪性里面，就是我们喜欢骄傲。
And basically, they reflect what in our nature we are pride being.
然后我们渴望找到一切的机会，让我们里面这个骄傲能够长大，能够大一点。
And we try to looking for all the opportunity to puff up our pride.
然后让我们骄傲能够茁壮成长，最好的肥料就是从人来的称赞了。
And the best material to puff our pride is the praise from man.
但箴言就圣经箴言告诉我们，骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
And but the proverb said, the pride goes before the destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
所以人们渴望，人们喜欢得到别人的称赞，他会骄傲，而骄傲是非常非常危险的，因为骄傲会导致灭亡。
So people desire for the praise of the people because.The pride. But pride actually is very dangerous. It will lead to destruction, as you said.
这个英国传道人斯布珍他讲过这样的一句话。那么他说呢，就是当人们当一个人呐喜欢听到别人对他称赞的时候，他就觉得就是 he's something, 就是我是个人物了 ,I'm something.
So Spurgeon said, when people try to hear people's praise, then they come to the sense that I'm somebody.
他说这种想法是非常危险的。
And Spurgeon said, this type of thought is very dangerous.
斯布珍说，人只能在一种情况下真正的信耶稣。
And Spurgeon said, people can come to Jesus Christ only under one condition.
就是他真正的认识到 I'm nothing.
And that he truly come to the understanding that I am nothing.
所以也就是说，真正的认识到，哎呀，我真的不算什么。I'm nobody. 我真不算什么。
And basically, you truly understand I am nothing. I'm nobody.
这个时候，人才可能真正的来信耶稣。
And then people can start to come to the point to believe in Jesus Christ.
所以我们如果来看斯布珍的讲章，你会发现他。极少极少去表扬他的会众。
So if you look at Spurgeon's message, you can see hardly can find any or very few time. You'll find the message that he praised his audience.
但是不是说斯布珍就不爱他的会众呢？
Is that means that Spurgeon actually did not love his audience?
其实不是的。
Of course it's not.
他只是不希望他的会众骄傲。
And he just don't want to.His audience be pride.
他更是不希望看到他的会众因为骄傲而灭亡。
And more than that, he don't want his audience that to be go to the destruction because of their pride.
所以这就是为什么主耶稣说，一个喜欢从人来得称赞的人，他没有办法信耶稣。
That's why Jesus said a person would love to have the praise from man that they have no way can come to believe in Jesus Christ.
因为如果你渴望得到从人来的称赞，那就证明你是一个骄傲的人。
So if you desire for the praise from man, then you're a pride person.
一个骄傲的人，他不会觉得自己需要耶稣。
If you're pride, then he don't feel need of Christ.
他可能觉得自己需要利用耶稣。
He may think he need to utilize Jesus Christ.
但他不会真正的把耶稣当作他的救主，当作他人生的主。
But he will never treat Jesus as his savior and as the Lord of his life.
所以从人来的称赞呢，不仅仅是短暂、虚空、虚假的，更是会导致人骄傲，甚至导致人灭亡。
So the praise from man, not only the empty and the falsehood, a lot of times are temporal, and it's more likely to build up our pride, which lead to the destruction.
那么从人来的称赞，有很多的时候是有毒的。
And a lot of times, the praise from men actually are poisonous.
我们会看见，当法利赛人他们想去陷害耶稣的时候，他们就派自己的门徒去称赞耶稣。
And we can see that when the Pharisees, when they try to do some bad things for Jesus, and they send their disciples to praise Jesus first.
所以我们看到这些法利赛人他非常的诡诈，他们为什么自己不去称赞耶稣呢？他为什么让他的门徒去？
And you can see the passage that they do not praise Jesus themselves, but they send their disciples to do it.
因为法利赛人总是陷害，就是总是在攻击耶稣，所以他们如果来称赞耶稣，耶稣肯定会，哎，是不是有什么坏想法？哎，因为你们总是在攻击我、陷害我，为什么今天突然来称赞我呢？
Because the Pharisees actually always attack Jesus or entangle Jesus. So if they come to praise Jesus, Jesus probably think about, hey, what happened today?
啊，但他们就派几个年轻人，哎，看几个年轻人好像，哎，很纯真呐、啊，很真诚的年轻人，去对耶稣说，哎呀，你是一个诚实人呐、啊，而且你是诚诚实实讲神的话的人。
So they send,
好的传道人、啊、
so they send those the disciples and their disciples and kind of young people and come to Jesus and say, hey, Jesus, you're good and you honestly preach the word of God.
我在想哈、啊，如果我听到这样的话，我可能就放松警惕了。
And I would think about it. If I hear that, I probably let my safeguard go.
就是就有时候，比如说有些人我知道他一直总是想讨厌我，总是想害我。他如果今天突然跑过来称赞我，我一定会警惕性很高的。
And but if I run to somebody I know that dislike me all the time, then he come to praise me, I probably can't be aware of it.
但是今天如果有小朋友咚咚咚跑到我面前来，哎呀，叔叔啊，你讲道好棒的，你很诚实的。
And but if a little children come to me, said, "Hey, uncle, you're very good. You're honest and your preach is good."
然后我就哎呀，你看这个小朋友不会讲谎话的。
And I probably think this little children probably don't tell lies.
就从这你可以看到法利赛人的诡诈哈。
So we can see the tricky that Pharisees try to play.
他让这个年轻人去赞美耶稣，然后接下来就挖了一个陷阱。
And so they send this young man, the disciple, to praise Jesus and set up a trap to entangle Jesus.
但是在耶稣心中呢，没有丝毫的自私，没有丝毫的骄傲，所以耶稣根本就非常的清楚看出他们的恶意了。
And so, because Jesus has nothing selfishness or the pride in him, so he immediately see their weakness.
所以他就不上当了，他就说那两个年轻人，几个年轻人就问耶稣，就说纳税给凯撒可以还是不可以？其实这是一个陷阱，这个问题你回答错了，就是人家会陷害你。
So Jesus didn't fall in their trap, and they come to ask a question of whether he can pay tax to Caesar's, and this actually is a trap. If you answer incorrectly, then they can entangle you.
所以耶稣就说：“你这假冒为善的人呐！”为什么试探我？
And so Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, oh, your hypocrisy?"
从人来的称赞是虚空的，是虚假短暂的。从人来的称赞助长人的骄傲。
Praise from people are short and temporal and false and to puff our pride.
从人来的称赞很多的时候是带着恶意的。
A lot of times that the praise actually come with a wickedness.
其实说起来，我们华人应该都很清楚这一点，所以华人有很多的成语，来描述这件事情，什么口蜜腹剑呐、啊，心里藏刀啊，这样的。
And so Chinese actually culture, we understand this very well. So we have a lot of sayings that this person that.In his mouth is that has the honey, but in his heart is a sore.
但是我们说起来都知道，但是当你碰到称赞的时候呢，很多的时候你还是会掉到这个陷害里面去。
Even though we have all those good teachings, but somehow when we run into that situation, we still fell in the trap.
所以在圣经箴言同样也提醒我们，当面的责备强如背地的爱情。
So Bible probably teaches open rebuke is better than the love carefully concealed.
朋友家的伤痕出于忠诚，仇敌连连亲嘴却是多余。
And as first of all, the word warmth of a friend, but the kiss of an enemy are deceitful.
其实这里其实就是告诉我们，就是从人来的称赞，很多的时候是伤害，是真正的伤害。
And that basically teaches us here, a lot of times the praise from people is a harm. It actually is harmful to us.
但是呢，就是当你听到正直的人对你的批评，你不要觉得哎呀，他在伤害我，他不爱我，那你不要这样想。你要知道，这是对我有益处。
When you hear people the rebuke of upright person and with integrity and dignity, and you don't want to think, oh, this hurt me.And we think about this is a benefit to me.
所以呢，耶稣说，你如果喜欢从人来的称赞，你非常的危险。
So Jesus says, if you love the praise from men, then you'll be in danger.
你会骄傲的。
And you'll be pride.
你会掉到陷阱里去。
And you'll be falls in the trap.
你会没有办法真正的信耶稣。
And you have no way to truly come to believe in Jesus Christ.
那我们不禁就会有一个问题，那我从神来的称赞，那我难道就不骄傲吗？
And then we come to a question, what about the praise from God? Would that make me pride?
我不在想，哎呀，连上帝都称赞我了，那我是不是更应该就很容易骄傲起来呀？
And it's kind of logical question, even God praised me, that is that easy to make me even more pride?
但是如果我们来看圣经的话，真正被上帝所称赞的人，他真的没有一个人可能骄傲的。
But if we look at the Bible, we can see the truly praised by God, none of them actually become a pride.
啊，我们从圣经中来看两处例子哈。耶稣有一次称赞一个迦南的妇人，她是一个母亲。
And one time Jesus praised a woman, is the mother from Canaan.
然后呢，耶稣就是称赞这个母亲的信心，就说：“哎呀，妇人呐、啊，你的信心真的是大呀，你信心是大的。”
And at that time, Jesus actually praised the woman's faith, said, "Your faith is great."
我们会看见耶稣很少很少称赞人的信心，耶稣往往责备人的信心太小。
And we can see that Jesus actually rarely praised people's faith. Most time, he rebukes his disciple of a little faith.
啊！但是耶稣却在这里称赞这个迦南的妇人，她也是个母亲，称赞，哎呀，你真的是信心很大，称赞她。
But here Jesus do praise that woman from Canaan, said, "Your faith is great. Great is your faith."
那我们来看这个妇人会不会骄傲呢
？What I see is woman get pride.
完全不会骄傲。
Of course not.
因为我们来看前面的经文，就是这个迦南的母亲就来求耶稣来拯救医治他的女儿。
And what happened in this story? Basically, the woman come to Jesus, begging Jesus to save her daughter.
然后耶稣不理他。
And but Jesus actually didn't initially didn't care about him.
然后这个母亲就一直就缠着耶稣。耶稣甚至就说：“啊，我是去以色列家去的。那么你是迦南人。”
And actually, Jesus initially didn't answer her, but this woman keep on begging. And Jesus even said, "I was sent to preach among the Israelites, but you are Canaan."
啊，然后耶稣甚至说一句在人听起来非常非常难接受的话。耶稣说：“我不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。”那个意思就是说我要传的福音是留给以色列人的。我如果给你这个迦南妇人，那就相当于把给儿女的食物我丢给了狗啊。
And a follow up, Jesus actually speak a word actually it's very hard to take, because he said, "I'm sent to preach the gospel to Jews, and if I do something for you, it's just like I take the bread to give my children to the dog."
结果这个女人她说什么？她说：“主啊，你说的对。”她首先叫耶稣叫主。
And then the woman said, "Yes, Lord." First, notice he called Jesus Lord.
结果她说什么？她说：“狗也吃它主人桌上掉下来的碎渣。
”And he said, "Yeah, even little dogs eat the crumbs that which fall from their master's table."
所以这个妇人就说：“那我愿意做那只狗。”
And basically, is this woman responded to Jesus' message, said, even that, I would be willing to become that dog to receive.
就是我哪怕是一只狗，那我也可以得到一点点的碎渣，一点点的恩惠。我并不奢求啊，我要做主人的儿女，我不奢求，但是我愿意，我成为一个最卑微、最卑微的小狗，我也渴望得到一点点的恩典。
The woman basically says that as long as I can get the little crumbs and the little grace from you, and I'm not expected to become the children, but of a master, but I, as a little dog, as long as can receive a little grace, I am be happy to do that.
结果耶稣就称赞这个女人，就妇人呐，你的信心是大的。
And then Jesus praised her, said, "Woman, great is your faith."
所以我们来看，上帝称赞这个女人，这个女人会骄傲吗
？So we can see this God praised this woman, and is she pride?
不会骄傲。
She definitely would not.
她从心里知道，她本来是不配得到这样的恩典，她得到了，她心里充满了只是对上帝的感激。这个恩典临到我这样不配得的人，她不会骄傲。
Because she knows from her heart she's not worthy, and but today she received this grace that she's not worthy, so that would not lead to a pride.
耶稣很少称赞人信心大的。
Rarely that Jesus actually praised people's heart, face.
但是耶稣就称赞这个妇人。
But here, Jesus did praise the woman's faith.
这个妇人这么大的信心是在什么情况下显明出来呢？就是在这个大的考验当中显明出来。
And her great faith is actually demonstrated in this very significant trial.
我相信今天如果我们听到耶稣讲这样的话，我们可能转脸就走了。
I believe a lot of people today, when if we hear Jesus say that word, will probably turn away.
那我们就得不到上帝这样的称赞了。
Then we will not have the praise of God.
所以我们刚才看到，从人来的称赞会让人骄傲，但是从神来的称赞不会的。
So we can see the praise from man will make people pride, and the praise from God will not.
因为神只称赞那些谦卑的人。
Because God praises those who are humble.
我们再看圣经中另外一个例子。那么耶稣还是称赞一个女人。就是耶稣比较多，好像是称赞女人。
And so we can see that Jesus another example that Jesus praised another woman, and it seems Jesus praised more about woman.
当然耶稣也称赞过男人啊，就是那个外邦的那个百夫长啊，那个官。耶稣也称赞过男人。
Of course, Jesus also praised the man too, and Jesus praised this Gentile centennial.
那么我们来看，耶稣称赞的这个女人呢，这段经文比较长，所以大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。我把这个经文大致的内容给大家就简单说一下。
And we can look at this description of that event that Jesus praised this woman. It's a long passage that I just.We can look at the screen and just briefly recap what happened.
那么耶稣到一个法利赛人家里去吃饭。
And Jesus was invited to eat at a Pharisee's.
那么这时候就有一个女人就来到耶稣这里。
And a woman come to Jesus.
然后这个女人很有名的，大家一看这个女人都认出，但是这个名声是不好的名声。
And a woman is famous with its not good, so good name.
所以大家一看这是个有罪的女人。
And he said, "Seeing a woman in the city who was a sinner."
然后这个女人她就是，用这个香膏，她带了一玉瓶香膏，香膏全部就抹在耶稣身上，然后就。在耶稣的脚挨着耶稣的脚哭，然后用自己头发来擦耶稣的脚，甚至用嘴亲耶稣的脚。
And so this woman actually pulled one bottle of fragrant perfume in the feet of Jesus, and she's crying, and she wrapped Jesus' feet with her hair, and she even kissed Jesus' feet.
那这耶稣那些吃饭的那些法利赛人看见，当然心里就说：“哎呀，这个有罪的女人这样做，那耶稣难道不知道这个女人是个罪人吗
？”And so the Pharisees said with Jesus that, "Wow, this woman doing this. Does Jesus know that this woman is a sinner?"
然后耶稣就讲了一个比喻，那个这个比喻其实就说明，就是从神那里得到恩典更多的人，他更加爱上帝。
And so then Jesus kind of followed up with a parable, and that parable basically says a person received more grace to Jesus, to God, from God, then he loved God more.
那么在这里当然就是指那些首先看清自己是罪人，然后看到上帝的怜悯，上帝的恩典临到我这个罪人，那么这样的人会真正的爱上帝。那这个女人就是这样的人。
So basically, Jesus said, when they see that recognizing him, he or her is as a sinner, and then receive the grace of a God, and that such a person will love God. This would happen to this woman.
所以只有一种人，圣经告诉我们，只有一种人真正的会爱耶稣，就是那些知道自己是罪人的人，知道自己不配的人，这样的人才会爱耶稣。
So Bible basically teaches us is only one kind of person can truly love God, love Jesus, is know himself or herself as a sinner, and then this people can love Jesus.
然后耶稣就描述这个女人坐在耶稣身上的这些事情，然后耶稣就跟这个法利赛人做对比，你看看什么叫真正爱上帝的爱。
And then Jesus described the woman has done since she came to the house. And then Jesus made a contrast between that woman and the Pharisees to say which one is love God more.
然后耶稣最后就称赞这个女人，称赞她的爱多，也就是对上帝的爱多。
And then in the end, Jesus praised that woman for she has more love to God.
然后耶稣也称赞这个女人的信心，他说你的信救了你。
And also Jesus praised this woman's faith, and he said your faith has saved you.
我们看到耶稣在这里并没有说我救了你。
And you can see that Jesus didn't say I saved you.
耶稣说你的信救了你。
And he said your faith has saved you.
所以耶稣对这个女人有很高的评价，他的爱很多，他的信心很有力量。
And we can see Jesus actually has a great praise of this woman. She has a great love, and also her faith has the power.
那这个女人会不会骄傲呢
？So is this woman going to be a pride?
完全不会。
Completely not.
因为她是一个认罪的女人，她深深的知道她不配得到上帝这样的恩典，上帝这样的赦免，他深深的我不配，所以他在那里一句话他都不说，他知道他不配说。
Because this woman is a woman of confess her sin, and she knows she's not worthy of God's mercy and God's love, and she didn't say anything. Sit there, she didn't say anything.
他在那里默默的付出，他用他一切能做的一切的力量，他把他对耶稣的爱表达出来。
But she didn't say anything, but she did whatever all she can do to express her love to Jesus.
那个法利赛人其实无论在心里在口上还是讲了一些话。
And the Pharisees, no matter what he thought in his heart or he says in his mouth.
所以我们会看认罪 不是完全一定要在嘴上来认罪的。
So a lot of times we can see confess a person's sin, you don't have to be in your mouth.
这个女人的行动就告诉我们，就告诉耶稣，她是一个完全认罪的女人。
And this woman's action actually shows that she is a woman completely confess her sin.
所以上帝给这个女人很高的称赞。
So God gave this woman a very high praise.
所以我们刚才我们来思想，从人来的称赞有什么样的危险呢？会让我们骄傲。
So we mentioned that the praise from man, there's a danger that leads us in pride.
但是我们要知道，真正被上帝所称赞的人是绝对不会骄傲，他是谦卑的，他是认罪的，他是深深的看到上帝越称赞他，他越看到自己不配得称赞。
And so the person praised by God, and usually they are.Humble, they confess their sin. The more the praise they get from God, the more come to realize they are not worthy of such a praise.
所以从上帝那里得称赞是最美的一件事情，因为不会让我们骄傲，不会让我们堕落，不会让我们灭亡。
So get the praise from God is the most beautiful thing. It will not lead to the pride and destruction.
但是会给我们真正带来心里喜乐和平安。这个女人的心里没有骄傲，但是她有喜乐和平安。
But does bring the true peace and joy to us. This woman in her heart, it does not have a pride, but it has a true peace and a joy.
好，我们一起来读哈，我们大家就坐着哈，不用站起来，我们就一起来读以弗所书二章八到九节。
Let's read together Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9.
以弗所书二章八节起，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。信并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们再来读一处经文，是在哥林多前书一章二十七到二十九节。
Let's read another passage. If I find Corinthians, First Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 27 to 29.
好，我们一起来读哥林多前书一章二十七节起。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫那有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。所以，上帝拣选的人，或者说上帝特别称赞的人，他是怎样的人呢？他绝不自夸，绝不骄傲的。
So, people praised by God or chosen by God, they are never boast and never proud.
因为上帝拣选这样的人。
Because God chose such a person.
所以我们今天，我们如果看到有些人啊，一方面说自己是基督徒，一方面呢，你也确实看到，哇，这个人非常的骄傲，这个人非常的有一种优越感呐、啊，或者自我优越，觉得自己哇，好像很优秀。我们要知道，真正的基督徒一定不是这样的。
And so, if we today see someone call himself a Christian, but at the same time have full of pride, and sees that he or her is like a much more excellent person, and we want to know that true Christian shouldn't be like this.
啊，今天有些人很。啊，我很骄傲，我是神的儿女，啊，你看，其他的人你们都不是。其实这种骄傲，哪怕是听起来好像从圣经来的话的这种骄傲，其实他心里根本没有圣灵真正的带领他。
And some people can consider very proud as, look, I'm a children of God, and you're not. And in such a case, even that like the word seems from a Bible, but actually doesn't have the Holy Spirit with that saying.
因为耶稣说圣灵来到我们的心里，第一件事情是让我们认罪的。
And because Jesus said the Holy Spirit come to our heart, the first thing that convince us of our sin.
圣经告诉我们，上帝拣选人是要让人不要自夸的。
And the Bible teaches us God chose people so that they are not boast.
所以我们刚才看到，就是喜欢从人来的称赞是非常非常危险的。
So we can see the praise from men are pretty dangerous.
那么从神来的称赞的人，他会是认罪，他会是卑，就是很谦卑，但是他确实有心里有喜乐和平安，但是绝对不会有骄傲。
And then we can see that the people receive the praise of a God, and they will have a true peace and joy in their heart, but never have a pride. They are humble and confess their sin.
那我们有时候就是，那我们能不能两样都有，那比较好一点呢、啊？就是人也称赞我，神也称赞我，那不是很好？为什么就不能兼得呢
？And then next question, we think, can we have both? Would that be better? You know, I have a praise of a man, and I have a praise of God.
但是圣经告诉我们，没有办法兼得。
And the Bible teaches us that there's no way to get both.
因为人之所以称赞你，就是你达到人心中的一个标准了。
You think about this. People praise you means that you reach some standard of their heart.
然后，啊，就是你满足人们对一个标准的一个渴望，然后你达到了啊，人们就称赞你。
Because you satisfy their desire for a certain standard, and you meet that standard, so they praise you.
但圣经却告诉我们，往往人心中的标准呢、啊？跟神的心意正好是相反。
And but the Bible teaches a lot of times our stand, our desire as completely contradict to what God is.
我们一起来读《路加福音》的十六章十三到十五节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 16, verse 13 to 15.
路加福音十六章十三节起，一个仆人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。马门是财力的意思。好，十四节，法利赛人是贪爱钱财的。他们听见这一切话就耻笑耶稣。耶稣对他们说，你们在人面前自称为义的，你们的心神却知道，因为人所尊贵的是神看为可憎恶的。人所尊贵的神看为可憎恶。
And he said esteemed by man was abomination in the sight of God.
那法利赛人他们看为很有价值很尊贵的东西就是钱财了。
And from the passage we can see the Pharisees basically they think about the things will be valued, esteemed, properties, money.
所以当耶稣说就是你不可以又爱钱又爱上帝，当耶稣讲这样的话的时候，法利赛人就嘲笑耶稣，就是耶稣你这个说的不对。
So when Jesus said a person cannot love God and love the money at the same time, so Pharisees actually laughed at Jesus, said, "Well, what you said is not right."
他为什么嘲笑耶稣呢？因为法利赛人，我们知道法利赛人在哪里上班呢
？So why they laughed at Jesus? Do you know where Pharisees work?
圣殿里面。
They're in the synagogue.
他们说我们侍奉上帝啊，我们是教别人圣经的呀，我们是教导别人神的话呀，我们侍奉神呢。
And they think they're serving God because we are the person actually teach God's word to the people, and we are serving God in the temple.
然后我们爱钱呢。
And at the same time, we do love money.
哎，我也有很多钱，法利赛人有很多钱。
And the Pharisees also have a lot of money. At the same time, I have a lot of money.
所以法利赛人和大祭司让人们到圣殿做买卖，他们从当中得好处啊。
So that's why Pharisees and the high priests led people to do the business, marketing in the temple, so they can gain a lot of money.
所以法利赛人说：“耶稣，你说不可能，你不可能又侍奉上帝，然后又想着去赚钱呐、啊，侍奉钱，不可能。”法利赛人说：“你这个说话太可笑，我们就这样啊，我们很成功啊，两样都做呀。”
And so Pharisees basically said, "Jesus, you said it's impossible to love God and love money at the same time, but we did both."
但是神却说什么？你们的心呐、啊，上帝是知道的。
And but God, Jesus said, actually, your heart, God knows.
你们真正看重的呢，还是钱？你没有看重神。
And what you truly esteem is money. It's not God.
你们选了你们的主人。
And you choose your master.
那就是钱。
That's your money.
而这在神看来是很丑陋、很憎恶的一件事情。但你们看，就是很好的事情。
But it is an abomination in the sight of God, even you esteem.
那么在路加福音六章二十六节，主耶稣说：“人都说你们好的时候，你们就有祸了。”
And in Luke chapter 6:26, Jesus said, "Woe to you when all men speak well of you."
今天什么样的人得到最多的从人来最多的称赞呢
？Today, how many what kind of people say get the praise from men?
奥运会冠军
，Olympic champion.
也不一定啊，人们很快就忘记他们，给他们一个包皮的金牌哈。
Maybe not. A lot of people quickly forget them and give them the medal. Actually, it's not that good quality.
人们称赞什么样的人？人们哇，给什么样的人最多的掌声
？What kind of people give the praise to them and give them the most sum up?
我在想，有时候你看那个《财富》杂志封面上的人，
Think about this in the cover page of a Fortune magazine.
哇，你看，哇，首富哎，首富哎。
And gave the top richest person.
最会赚钱的人。
The person who the best in the making money.
啊，或者拥有最多钱的人。
Or maybe own the most money.
哎呀，最让我们钦佩、最让我们赞美的是赚那么多钱，他也不交税。
And also the people would be praised. Those people earn lots of money, but they can.Pay a little tax.
人生赢家
and it's a winner.
人们称赞这样的人。
And people praise this kind of person.
你想得到世人的称赞吗？你把自己的照片弄到财富杂志封面上去，你就得到了。
If you want the praise of a man, just make sure that you can make yourself the picture appear on the Fortune magazine.
我们想，上帝来看到这个杂志封面上的人，上帝看，哇，这些人好尊贵啊，会这样吗
？And think about if a God come to turn the page of a Fortune magazine, look at the picture, God think, oh, those people are very honorable.Do you think God think that way?
所以当我们想啊，我们为什么就不能得人的称赞，又得神的称赞？就是不能。为什么？你要得人的称赞，你至少就认同人的价值观、人的标准。
When we think about why we cannot get the praise of a man and praise God at the same time, is because if you try to get the praise of a man, you have to, like agree with a man's standard, man's value.
然后呢，你不仅仅是认同，你会很爱，你会很爱这个价值观、这个标准。说我也是这样想的。然后你付出你全部的身心，你向着这个目标前进，而这个目标是你心中的目标，也是人心中的目标。
And so it's not only you agree with the value and agree with the standard. Rather, you said, "I'm in my heart, I think about the same way." So you put all your strengths to pursue such a value and such a standard.
然后你成功了，就是世人所看的成功，你也收获了世人的掌声。
Then you success in according to those value and standard, and you receive.The praise of the man.
然后你那个时候，你从来没有想到过上帝的标准，上帝对价值的判断和衡量，跟你跟世界是完全不一样。所以上帝怎么会称赞你呢
？But you never thought that actually, God's value and God's standard is completely different from man's. So how God will praise you?
所以喜爱人的称赞，其实就是。喜爱人的价值观、价值标准，而否定上帝的价值观念、价值标准。
So love the praise of a man basically is love people's value and standard, and deny God's value and God's standard.
喜爱神的称赞，就是我要认同上帝属天的、属灵的、永恒的价值观念。这是我心里所认同、所爱的。我否定世界上短暂的、属地的、属世的价值观念。
Love the praise of God, which means we acknowledge, we agree with God's heavenly standard and value, and deny earthly value and standard.
在这里我们要特别说明一下，爱这个字在圣经中是非常重的一个字。
And here I want to emphasize the love. That word is a very heavily defined the word.
所以圣经说，你不要爱世界，你爱世界，爱父的心就不在你里面了，或者爱上帝的心你就没有了。
And the Bible said, "You do not love the world. If you love the world, then you don't have a heart to love God."
所以有时候我们觉得，哎呀，难道我们对世界一点爱都没有不能有吗？我出去 camping, 我出去旅游，我看这个大好的自然，难道我不能爱这些东西吗？
So sometimes we're kind of a little confused. I don't have a little love for this world if I go out to go to natural and camping and see the beauty of the world. Can I have a little love for those?
我们知道圣经所说的爱跟我们今天我们很多观念对爱的理解是完全不一样。圣经爱这个字是非常非常重的一个字。
So we have to understand when the Bible says love is quite different from what we think. It's a very heavy, has a heavy...Sense, a meaning.
也就是说，当你说你爱一样的时候，也就意味着你愿意把自己一切都奉献，就为他。
And when you said you love this, it means you will give up everything you have for that.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们什么时候才明白爱呢？就是神爱世人，神把他的儿子为我们钉在十字架上，然后使徒约翰就说，我们看到耶稣钉在十字架上，我们才知道什么是真正的爱。
So Bible teaches us when God loved the world and he gave his only begotten son. So John in said when we see that Jesus was on the cross, then we know what is love.
也就是圣经所说的真正的爱就是什么？你上帝爱世人，上帝不是说说而已。 上帝把他独生爱子都赐给世人了。
So,
这是爱。
It basically says love is what that means. Bible said God loved the world. And what God do, and God actually put his only begotten son on the cross. That is love.
所以这是爱。什么是爱？就是当我说我爱世界的时候，我就是在说我愿意为世界献出我的一切，为这地上的金钱名利财，我献出我的一切，这就是爱。
And basically says I love the world. God said love the world. I gave everything I have.
这样的爱是只能用来爱上帝的。
And such a love only for us is only love for God.
所以我们要知道，我们不是说你今天哎呀不要爱这个美丽的世界，就是你不要爱你我不去爱不去使用或者不去享受上帝给我们很多很多的恩典啊，你该买什么样的房子买什么房子，该买什么样的车买什么样的车，但是你要知道，你对这些东西的爱你是有限度的，你不愿意为他们付出太多。
So when we say do not love the world, it does not mean you do not enjoy the beauty of the world that God created or the grace or provision that God gave to you. You can buy the house or whatever you can afford to buy or whatever that is. But the point is that all your love for those things are limited.
但是今天很多人对世界的爱不是这样的。
But a lot of times our love to the world is not like this.
他为了赚钱，他命都不要了。
And we can, just for money, we can put our life on the stake.
圣经说，这真正的爱，你愿意献上一切的爱，只能用来爱上帝。所以这两个爱没有办法均衡。你要么把你的心给神，要么你的心就留在这个世界上。
So Bible says that the true love to God is the love that you're willing to give everything else. So in that sense, then we cannot have a both. You can either give this, you want to give everything for the worldly thing, that love to the world, or you give the love of God to everything to God.
当然了，我们尽心尽意尽力的爱上帝，因为上帝先爱了我们。
Of course, the reason we can love God with our strength, with our soul, with our heart,It's because God loved us first.
所以这就是耶稣说，为什么人不可以得到两样的称赞呢？又从人来的称赞，又从神来的称赞。因为这个基本的这个，你要得到一样的称赞，也就是你否定了另外一样的这个标准。
And that's why Jesus said you cannot have a praise from both. Basically, you want to get one praise from one side. You denied, you reject the standard of value of the other side.
而世人的标准与上帝的心意往往是正好相反。
But world value and standard is completely contradict to what God's want.
所以这就是圣经说，为什么人所尊贵的，在神看来是肯。
So that's why Bible said the people esteemed that it's abomination in God.
所以一个真正的基督徒在这个世界上很难很难收到从世人来的称赞。
So a true Christian will be hardly receive the praise from God.
因为标
准不, from God.
因为标准不一样。
Because they have a different standard.
我姐姐的孩子哈，他这个初中毕业，他本来是有机会可以被保送到上海市重点的高中。
And my sister's son, and when graduated from junior school, junior high, and he has he actually had a chance to be.Like send it to a good high school.
结果呢？因为我姐姐的小孩，他从来不在学校里，就是隐藏他基督徒的身份。那时候我是基督徒，然后他们要填那个申请表嘛。他本来是很有机会保送，结果他就把自己基督徒身份就写上去了。
And so, but my sister's son, they never hide his face, among the schools. So when they put the application form.He actually put his belief, Christian faith.
然后这个老师就跟他谈话，你把这个就是擦掉，我们就可以把你保送。你这留上去，你这个肯定没有办法去保送你。
And then the teacher just talked to him, said, "Well, if you put this, this problem is very difficult for us to guarantee send you guarantee this good high school. You gotta take this up."
后来我姐姐还说那这不行的，那我不能擦了，这是我的主，我一生的主啊。
And then he said, no, I can't do that because this is my Lord and Lord of my life.
所以他就没有去到那个上海市的一个重点中高中。
So in the end, he lost this opportunity to be sent to be guaranteed to send to this good high school in Shanghai.
很多同学嘲笑他。
And of course, a lot of people laughed at her.
很多老师也嘲笑他，不理解他。
A lot of her teachers don't understand of him.
那没有人会称赞这样的一个傻瓜啊，在学校里面。
And no one will praise such a fool. Quote.
这其实就是很多很多基督徒在今天这个世界上所面临的光景，就是你要哪样的称赞。
So this is pretty much the Christian should face. What kind of praise we want to have?
以前我还有一个很好的朋友，他是一个很好大学、很名牌大学毕业的一个大学生。但他毕业以后呢，上帝的呼召临到他，他就决心做一个全职的传道人，在中国大陆。
Before I was a friend, and he was graduated from a very good university in China, and upon his graduation, he had a call from God to become a full-time preacher.
那么我们知道，在中国大陆，你做一个全职的传道人，你是没有固定收入的，就是所谓的靠信心生活了。
And you know, in China, a full-time God servant actually, you don't have a fixed income, right? We basically said, well, you live by your faith.
明天怎么样？明天你有没有钱买菜？那你都不知道的，你就靠信心过一天是一天了。
And you just live by your faith, whether tomorrow you have a money to buy grocery, you don't know. You just live by faith.
很感谢神啊，他们夫妻两个人都在这件事情上非常的同心。
And praise the Lord that the couple actually they are very united in this manner.
后来，但是这个弟兄的父亲呢，就跟他断绝父子关系了。
And the brother's father actually want to cut off all the relationship with the son.
他很多年以后，父子关系还是有缓和。
And many years later, their relationship is what?
当然，这就是很多很多的基督徒在这个世界上，你得不到掌声，得不到称赞。就简单的说，你的价值观已经跟世界不一样了。
A lot of Christians today in this world, we probably don't get the praise, we don't get the sum up because our value is different from this world.
而且这个世界很奇怪的，就是。你不仅不需要表达出对这个世界价值观的这种反对，你没有表现出对世界价值观的狂热的爱，这个世界就已经很讨厌你了。
And also this world is kind of pretty strange. You don't have to express that against this value standard. As long as you are not very passionate to pursue those value and standard, the world will against you.
就是有一个老板跟他的一个基督徒员工就炫耀他手上戴的这个名牌的手表。
And there's a boss and show the expensive watch to his Christian employee.
然后呢，这个基督徒这个员工呢就看着这个手表，哎呀，还是很漂亮的，哎，不错不错。
And then the employee, Christian employee said, yeah, that's a beautiful watch.
但是显然是没有表现出那个哇好贵呀、啊、哇太漂亮，没有那么一个激烈的一个表达，你知道吗？
But of course, the Christian employee also didn't express in a very dramatic way, say, oh, it's great, it's expensive, and this type of exaggeration.
哦哟，这个表我只有在杂志上看得到，我现实中没见过呀。
This watch is only can this I only see in the magazine. This never seen before.
他当然没有表现出那个样，他也不认识了，反正就是他没有出那个样子。
And basically, this employee basically, you know, she did maybe the employee even don't know what type of watch is.
然后。他那个老板就说啊，你戴什么表？他说啊，我这个表20块钱人民币啊，很便宜，就这样，哎，蛮好的呀，不错啊，这样。
And then the boss basically said, "Okay, what kind of watch you wear?" And the employee said, "Oh, I just $20 and got it from market. It's still, it's also pretty good."
从那以后，这个老板就不喜欢他了，不喜欢这个基督徒了。
From then, the boss just don't like this employee.
就各种给他就是穿小鞋，反正就是都不喜欢他。
So basically give all kinds of trouble to this employee.
但是就是觉得很奇怪，哎，我工作也不错，各方面不错，我也没有不礼貌啊。
So the employee think, well, I mean, I kind of feel strange because I work good and I didn't show any irrespect to the boss and no.
其实有时候啊，就是当世人他疯狂爱的东西，他把他全部身心丢进去要换的东西，在基督徒看，你我们真的是爱不起来，我们真的觉得不值得用那么多的身心去换这么一个东西。当这一个态度表露出来的时候，这个世界已经很讨厌基督徒了。
And the truth is, when the world that put their all strength and mind to pursue certain things, and the Christian think that's not worthy us to put everything.As long as we in this attitude, and the world will hate us.
因为你不仅是否定他所追求的东西，你否定了他。
And because they see, you're not only denied what they pursued, and you also denied them.
所以在哥林多前书那些早期教会的基督徒哈，就是他们是怎样的呢？他们在这个世界上被逼迫，他们就忍受。
And so in the early Christian, there, and First Corinthians said, when they're persecuted, they just bear those persecutions.
然后被毁谤呢，他们就善劝，就是很温柔的去对待这些人。
And they even being infamed, defamed, and face that they try to do an intrigue.
总之他们在世界上是得不到掌声的，结果世界把他们看成是世界上的污秽，万物中的渣子。
And basically they don't got a praise from the world, and the world view them as a trash.
那么其实耶稣讲得很清楚，世人若恨你们，你们知道恨你们以先已经恨我了，约翰福音15:18-19。
Of course Jesus made it even clear that if the world hates you, you know that it is hated before it hates you, hate me before it hates you.
你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界恨你们。
And see, if you are of the world, the world would love its own, and you, because you are not of the world, because I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
在这里说到这里呢，就是可能有弟兄姊妹会有这个问题。首先，我自己脑袋里就出这么一个问题，我就说，那些财富杂志封面上的人里面到底有没有基督徒呢？
And so, when come to this, maybe we all have this question. Myself have this question. Just those pictures on show the Fortune magazine. Among them, are they Christian there?
好了，我接下来我就听到一个声音对我说：“你又不是上帝，你管人家。”
And so, but I have a voice in my heart that said, "Well, you're not God. What do you care about that?"
管好你自己。
And just take care of yourself.
人家是爱金钱。超过爱上帝，我不是上帝，我不知道他的心。
And whether those people on the Fortune magazines love money more than love God, I don't know. I'm not God.
可能他们当中有真正的基督徒。
Maybe among them there's a true Christian there.
我不知道。
I don't know.
可能就真的一个都没有。
And maybe none of them are.
我也不知道。
I don't know either.
但是我自己是爱金钱超过爱上帝，我渴望得到什么样的称赞？我扪心自问，我骗不了自己，对不对
？But me myself, I ask myself,、do I love money more than myself, more than the world, or love the world more than love God? I know it. I cannot cheat on myself.
我虽然会找很多很多的借口，来试图说服自己，来试图。让自己可以好心里好受一点，但是我最终心里还是知道我到底爱的是什么。
I can find all excuse to comfort myself, to fool myself, but inside of my heart, I still know, do I love God more than love the world?
我在刚刚信主的时候，对我来说有一件非常难的事情，基督徒该做的，但是我很难，就是奉献。很难。刚信主的时候。
When I first become a Christian, there's one thing that Christians should do, and it's very difficult for me, is the offering.
因为我从小到大，哎呀，我特别会存钱的，
特别会攒钱。 I was grew up has a good habit of save money.
然后我从小到大，我父母因为这点表扬我，所以就更助长我了。这种喜欢存钱呐、啊、攒钱呐、啊、这样子。
And also when grew up, my parents actually praised me a lot about my this habit to save money.
但是我成为基督徒的时候，我确实打开圣经回避不了啊，到处是说要我要奉献，我要奉献呐、
啊。Then when I become a Christian, I cannot avoid it. That when I open the Bible, that says that you know the offer.
然后我就到处从圣经中字里行间去找，哎呦，那都是过去的事情了啊，这是过去的事情了。今天只要心里相信，口里承认就可以了啊，不要去管这些了。
Then I'm trying to find all the excuses in the Bible. Oh, this is old regulation, or things today is different, and I find all kind of excuse.
然后我这样心里好受一点。
And then it make me feel a little better.
然后过两天又难受了。
But a couple of days I become troubled again.
总在这里面转来转去。
And there's always a struggle there.
然后我就问自己，我是基督徒，我到底要不要读圣经？要么就丢开，要么你就读。
Then I ask myself, I'm a Christian. Either you want to get rid of Bible or you read the Bible.
那如果我要读的话，那为什么这些偶尔的几句话就把你深深的抓住了？那么多话你都看不到呢
？And if I read, why does like a few passages just grab you so hard?
哦，原来我没有让上帝替我选，我自己选了。
And then I come to realize because I didn't let God choose for me, but I chose myself.
所以上帝是诚信真实的。我们信上帝的人，其实很重要很重要。第一件事情就是我们要诚信真实。
And so God is honest and trust, and it's sincere. So we need to be sincere and in truth.
那么我们首先我们不要说哎呀我要对别人真实我要对上帝真实我们可以从对自己真实做起
And we probably shouldn't start with say I will be true in God and to other people I think let's start with true in ourselves
当我们真正的诚实面的时候我们知道我们到底想得到从哪来的称赞我们到底爱的是什么
If we true in ourselves we got to ask this fundamental question from where we should gain our praise
那么在希伯来书这里让我们仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣
And the book of Hebrews said we need to focus on Jesus Christ is the beginning end of our faith
那么耶稣因摆在前面的喜乐他就轻看羞辱忍受十字架的苦难
And Jesus because of the glory that set ahead of him he endured the cross and despised the shame
耶稣轻看羞辱从哪来的羞辱呢从世界来的羞辱从世人来的羞辱耶稣就轻看这些
And Jesus despised the shame where the shame come from this world
所以当我们看耶稣的时候我们就会说我们也要这样
so、
我们也轻看来自于世界的羞辱
We want to say that we want to like this. We want to despise the shame from the world.
就我姐姐的那个儿子，那别人同学嘲笑他，老师嘲笑他，他接受啊。
And like my sister's son, and that got a laugh from his classmate and his teacher, but he endures.
我们今天总讲一个 peer pressure， 来自于同龄人的压力。哎，我姐姐的小孩很好啊，接受啊，就这样啊。
And today we always say this peer pressure is kind of hard to endure.
为什么连耶稣都轻看这些？那我为什么要高看这些呢
？And so, if Jesus despised those things, why we do not despise those things?
所以今天很多时候我们觉得，哎呀，我们基督徒在世界上没有得到称赞，或者别人不理解我们，别人不懂得我们付出了那么多那么多，我们觉得有时候心里就是很失落，很忧伤。其实，我们还是在想，到底看重什么？
So today, we Christians, sometimes we think that the world don't understand us, and we gave so much and all those things. When we come to this thinking, we really got to think about what we want to get.
就是我们还是期望有一点点从世人来的掌声，从人来的掌声，好不好啊？我还是期望有一点点呢。
So in our heart, we still have a little desire for a praise from the world, from the people.
一点都不要有
，and we should have no such a desire.
所以你会轻看羞辱，轻看来自于世界的羞辱啊。
You can despise the shame from the world.
所以你就很刚强的
，and you'll be strong.
那么这是基督徒的一个记号，就是你轻看来自于世人的嘲笑，来自于世人的羞辱，也来自于世人对你的不认可、不认同。
And this is the sign of a Christian, a mark of a Christian. You despise the shame. You despise the people's criticism.
好，最后请大家起立，我们一起来读几处圣经的经文。
So let's stand up and let's read the scriptures.
约翰福音十二章四十二到四十三节。
John 12:42-43.
约翰福音十二章四十二节起，虽然如此，官长中却有好些信他的，只因法利赛人的缘故，就不承认，恐怕被赶出会堂。这是因他们爱人的荣耀，过于爱神的荣耀。罗马书十章十到十一节。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。经上说，凡信他的人必不至于羞愧。我们最后再来读马太福音十章三十二到三十三节。凡在人面前认我的，我在天上的父面前也必认他；凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必不认他。好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we praise you.
感谢你把我们从万民当中呼召拣选出来。
Thank you for choosing and call us from the nations.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
让我们这一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Those who believe in him shall not be perished, but have eternal life.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
We thank you, give us a word through the Bible.
让我们借着圣经，我们能够认识主耶稣基督，也认识神的心意。
And through the Bible, we can know Jesus Christ and know the heart of God.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光，不让我们掉到黑暗里去。
May word of God become lamp upon feet, light upon path, which lets us not fall in the darkness.
愿圣灵将神的话语刻在我们的心板上面，让我们不要被这个世界所迷惑，被这个世界的谎言所欺骗。
May the Holy Spirit put the word of God into our heart, so we're not fooled by the world, deceived by the liars of this world.
让我们真正的是行在光中，不是落到黑暗当中。
So we truly walk in the light, not in the darkness.
让我们渴望盼望的是得到从神来的荣耀和称赞，而不是渴望盼望从世界从人来的称赞。
Let us desire the praise from God, not from the world.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.